This is Apollo Control. The Canary Island Station has acquisition of Apollo 11 now. We'll continue to stand by live for any air-to-ground communication. We're showing an orbital weight of the combined vehicles of 297,914 pounds.
Houston Compact, Canary Compact. This is Houston through Canary, over.
Hi, Roger. Reading you loud and clear. Our insertion checklist is complete, and we have no abnormalities.
Roger. And I'd like to pass up your delta azimuth correction at this time. Are you ready to copy?
Stand by. Roger, go ahead. Ready to copy.
Okay, delta azimuth correction is plus 0.22. That is plus decimal 22, and we do recommend the P-52 alignment, over.
Okay, we'll go ahead with the P-52 and V-tarking angle plus 0.22.
Roger, and your LOS time at Canary is 2337, over.
2337.
Houston, Roger out.
This is Apollo Control. Based on that initial orbital figures, the orbital period is 1 hour, 28 minutes, 16 seconds. This number will be refined as also as we get better information on the orbit through radar tracking. At the present time, we're showing an orbital period of 1 hour, 28 minutes, 17 seconds. We'll continue to stand by live through the Canaries station.
Apollo 11, this is Houston. 1 minute to LOS Canary. AOS at Tanana Reef. 3704 in VHF Simplex Alpha. Over. Apollo 11, this is Houston, coming up on LOS Canary. AOS Tanana Reef at 3704 Simplex Alpha. Houston out.
This is Apollo Control at 23 minutes, 52 seconds. Canary Island Station has loss of signal from Apollo 11. We have a tape of the air ground during the launch phase. We'll play that for you now.